There is nothing more scintillating to me than some NBA free agency talk.
I do like NBA free agency.
Let me ask you this.
It's entertaining. It's a circus.
It is a little bit of a circus, and we'll get to Nash, who obviously will be headed to the Lakers soon. But let me ask you, as a Knicks fan, I have this feeling that if I were the Knicks GM, I would want to fight other GMs right now.
Why every
I would be so ready to fight, like at the drop of a hat, I would just walk in and punch the Rocket GM in the face.
The Rocket GM, the Raptors GM. First of all, if you want like,
what
Landry
did the
Fields
Knicks
for
do
20 million,
just, what did the Knicks do to just they're getting earn everybody's scorn right now?
They're getting poison pilled on all their players. And since who's coveting all the Knicks?
Seriously,
the Knicks were the 7th seed and they got swept in the first round. They won a game, but they virtually got swept. It was embarrassing for the most part.
I'm sorry, the Rockets are prepared to offer Jeremy Lin a deal worth $10 million a year for 2 years at the back end of the deal. You're prepared to pay Jeremy Lin $10 million a year?
Well, the problem is,
what the hell is going on?
It's a guy
who was good for like a month and a half.
Right, but nobody's going to, first of all, if you're the Knicks and you talk about, what the deal that Sidney Crosby got and how he's such a, he's huge in terms of marketing.
If
Jeremy Lin is huge in terms of marketing, you want to keep him in New York City. But
but you know what? Sidney Crosby healthy is a great player. Jeremy Lin
is a question mark. I think he can easily be a 15-7 type of a guy.
I mean, he lit up the Bobcats, but who doesn't?
Well, he lit up the Dallas Mavericks and the LA Lakers as well, and then got absolutely stomped by the eventual NBA champion Miami Heat.
And the
I
Nets
agree with
too,
you. The problem is when you look at the Houston Rockets, you have to consider the fact that they are, a very international team. They have a huge Asian fan base left over from the Yao Ming experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're trying to rekindle some of that flame, sell a boatload of jerseys over in China for a guy, and I understand that Jeremy Lin is not from China. Don't get me wrong, okay? But for an Asian-American, the only Asian-American NBA player, so he has added value to the Houston Rockets.
I understand that. It's just like I'm Fields, now Lin. We miss out on Nash. Like if I'm the Knicks GM, I am just so ready to fight everyone right now. Like, what are you doing giving these contracts to these players? Like,
I don't think,
just leave me alone.
I don't
alone.
Think we missed out on Nash at all. The first thing, there are two things popped in my mind in this order when I heard the Nash deal went down was, oh, thank God, that means the Knicks aren't going to waste money on him. And then two, wow, the Lakers are going to be good next season. It's a huge move for the
Lakers.
That's
a great transition.
The Lakers
go ahead.
Are old. Kobe's on his last leg. He can still play very well. He can still play at an extremely
high
level.
He's at the tail end of his career.
Yeah, you're talking about the Kobe window. Kobe's window and Steve Nash's window are the same size. They're the exact same size, and both of those guys are still playing at a high level. So you bring those guys in for a last hurrah. He'll get, he can do pick and rolls with Pau Gasol.
To me, though, I thought this is a great move for the Lakers. I think it immediately makes them worlds better because you're going to run that offense through Nash, and he's going to make sure that Pau gets the look so that Pau doesn't end up, sad and sulky in the second half of the year. You're going to get Bynum the look so that Bynum doesn't get angry and fighty, and you're going to get Kobe the look so that Kobe can be Kobe. And that's great. And I think that I don't think it makes them as good as everyone else, as everyone seems like. I don't automatically think that they're the number one team in the West. I still think the Thunder are miles better than them. And I think it's going to be miles might be an overstatement.
Right.
But I still think the Thunder are better than them. They're still going to have to fight. We're not just swearing in Heat Lakers.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I think you're swearing in Heat Lakers Christmas Day, but not for the finals.
Right. And listen, the biggest issue is that, Steve Nash, when he was 28, let alone 38, couldn't guard anybody. So when you have to take a knucklehead, but a fantastic athlete in Russell Westbrook, he's going to be extremely difficult to guard.
I think this is a great move. But by the way, how ridiculously stupid are we that so much of the selling point of Nash going back to Toronto, everyone was like, oh, yeah, he's definitely going there because he's going home. He wants to go home. Dude's from Vancouver.
It's Canada, man.
It's the complete other side of the country. Derek Jeter wants to go home, so he's going to go play in L.A. It's the same country.
One of
it's
the
fine.
Beautiful, beautiful things about being an American here on the 5th of July
you can
is
call
that
Canada.
As an American, you can just make ridiculously ignorant statements about Canada and nobody judges
and
you.
Asia, apparently, by the way.
Well, no, I might get some backlash on that. But in terms of Canada is Canada. It's one big hodgepodge.
Yeah, no,
there's
he's
some
going
French
to
people
a,
over there.
He's
there's
going to a city that produces
beaver pellets.
Yeah, no, pelts, send him to pellets. A city that produces representatives to the same government, even though it's 6,000 miles away. It's cool. It's practically home. Toronto's a suburb of Vancouver, man. It's fine.
I would love to go to Vancouver, by the way. I hear it's one of the best cities in America.
Except when they're lighting it on fire because they lose a hockey game.
Well, I'd like to be at that, too.
You'd like to riot?
I wouldn't say I like to riot. I like being at crazy events that you can then tell people about and be like, man, I was at that. That was crazy.
Be careful. Because now we're going to have to go tell Bruce Jacobs and he's going to have to rekindle this whole thing about the Drake.
Right. Throwing bottles at Tony Parker's face. Imagine if Tony Parker could never play basketball again because Drake hit him in the face with a bottle that he was trying to throw at Chris Brown.
But that thing escalated like in the news. It was like, you know, the first story was like Tony Parker sustained a scratch to his eye because of a bottle. And then it was like he sustained a couple stitches. And then like a week later, it's like, I lost my eye.
Yeah, because a week later, somebody was like, yo, you should sue these people for $20 million. Sounds better if you say I lost it. I ruined 90% of my eye. Well, somehow you're going to make a full recovery, but it punctured 90% of your eye. I'm not an optician.
The whole bottle actually just got stuck in my eye. That's exactly. It wasn't even a shard. It was the entire bottle. I would pull it out, but they said my eye would just come out with it. So right. You know, I'd like $10 million, please.
$20 million.
He's suing for $20 million.
$20 million, and he's not even suing. He's suing the rest. He's suing the club.
I know.
I would sue Drake and Chris Brown. It's not like those guys don't have any money.
I know he's French, but God, I love America. And by God, I love America, I mean I hate America. And by I hate America, I mean, what are we doing? This is a guy who's worth multi-million dollars. He's going to sue for $20 million just because he can?
I mean, he got hit in the eye.
We're suing for everything, man.
There have been
many
times in my life that I've wanted to throw a bottle at Tony Parker's face. So I really can't blame Dreezy. Really can't blame Chris Brown. I don't like Tony Parker.
Is it just because he's French? Can we alienate every continent today?
We've got North America, we've got Asia.
Let's hit up Europe.
It's not just
next segment we'll
French.
Get South America and Australia.
It's because he's a pompous little French
Screw
guy.
Screw Africa and Antarctica.
He's got
a pompous French guy?
He's got the pompous French face. He does. He has a terrible case of pompous French face.
Terrible. That sounds terrible. Is that life threatening?
It's
pompous French face.
It is life threatening. It makes people want to throw bottles at your face all the time.
What do you think his pompous French face looked like after he got hit with the bottle?
I don't know, but I want to see it. He should have taken a twit pic.
How did nobody get a picture of that? That's a good point. In this world, how did nobody get a picture of that?
I'm going to call TMZ. There's no phone video. Nobody's like, oh, crap, Drake's on bottles.
Yeah. Then nobody get a video of that.
Yeah, there's not like T-Pain in the corner with his
T-Pain
phone.
I love T-Pain.
Oh, my God.
If I could walk around with an auto-tuner all day, if I could auto-tune this podcast, I absolutely would.
See, as a fan of the artist formerly known as hip-hop.
Welcome into the Two Guys, One Mic podcast. Absolutely auto-tune the whole thing.
As a huge hip-hop fan, I can't say... T-Pain seems like a nice enough guy. He seems relatively friendly and good-natured. But he ruined hip-hop. He ruined hip-hop?
Hip-hop wasn't already ruined?
He put the cherry on top of the whipped cream.
See, I think Rihanna,
that was the ruining
Rihanna
of
helped ruin hip-hop.
I don't know about that. She's a hit machine.
Yeah, and her hits are terrible.
Some of them are good.
I liked
Umbrella with Hove.
How do you like Umbrella? That was the biggest piece of crap song in the history of the universe.
Oh, that's... I mean, it's not like I went out and bought the single.
Yeah, there was a lot of imagination that went into that tune. Great. The creativity was on display.
Hove killed it in that song. You spit a nasty verse.
We have gone off the rails right now.
You think Hove gets Dwight Howard?
What?
By the way, for anybody who's not a huge hip-hop fan, Hove would be Jay-Z, Sean Carter, the hip-hop mogul and part owner of the Brooklyn Nets. You think they get Dwight Howard? Do you think the Lakers get Dwight Howard? If I were the Lakers, I think you got to think that.
I don't know entirely what to do with you right now. Hove.
Young Ajo.
When did you become
Age to the Izzo?
When did you become the Dadalak?
Iceberg Slim.
I think the Nets will get Howard. I do. I think there's a reason.
But if there's a reason
they convinced Williams to stay, I think. And I think it's more than money.
Well, right, but because Darren Williams knows for a fact that Dwight Howard, not as much of a fact as you can take Dwight Howard's word. That, you know, Dwight Howard's made it very clear he wants to go to Brooklyn. But if I'm the Orlando GM, I'm saying, screw you, dude. I'm taking best offer. And the Lakers, you have to think LA, you know, great team. Kobe Bryant, Steve Nash.
That would be Dwight.
They can convince Dwight Howard to stay.
Well, what do you do with Bynum then? You have to trade Bynum for
Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Bynum's a punk. He's a loser. He doesn't have the appropriate mentality to win championships.
He's going to get fighty all the time. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out now. But you got to think, they're paying Kobe, they're paying Nash, they're going to have to pay Gasol, and then they have to pay Howard.
And Ron Artest has a big deal.
I'm sorry, it's Meta World Peace.
It's Ron Artest.
Did he change your back?
No, it's Meta World. I call him Ron Artest, and I now have started calling Chad Johnson Chad Ochocinco.
Why? A man deserves to be called what a man wants to be called.
Chad Ochocinco, coming back to America. It's his number in Spanish. It's not clever.
By the way, it's not Spanish. Ochenta y cinco would be Spanish.
What's Ochocinco?
85.
Yeah, that's Spanish.
Okay, 85 is...
Okay, whatever. It's 85. Well, okay, it's bad Spanish.
It's
he changed
bad
his name
that's
to
true.
His,
it is
to
bad
his number in... choppy Spanish.
Whatever,
that's not
man.
Funny. That's not funny. It's not cute. It's stupid. You know what I want to do? I want to finish the Chad Ochocinco Hall of Fame class of 2000 in question mark jacket that he wore after that touchdown a couple years back. It's 2000 and never, Chad. Never. You're washed up. You're garbage. You were never focused on winning. I don't like Chad Johnson.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to Chad Johnson just stole your girlfriend, how mad are you, David Ray?
Chad would be like a 9. I would be more upset if Chad Johnson stole my girlfriend.
You get upset
than
about
if
some weird
stole
things,
my girlfriend
man.
Because Chad Johnson would then tweet about it.
You get angry about some weird things. So do I, but I don't know. I get angry about the other day, I'm at work, and there's a bunch of different companies that work in the same building. And this woman I see all the time, see her walking everywhere all the time, pulls in into a handicap spot and gets out and, you know, whatever, she walks in. And it bothers me. Because, like, I know you're not. I've watched you walk the stairs. I know you're not handicapped.
Did you have a course?
She did.
Wow.
But it's like I know you're not. You're just using that because you're too freaking lazy to walk to the door.
Maybe she fatigues easily.
And then I walk past the car. She's got it diagonally across the space. So now, one, she's parking a handicapped spot she doesn't need. Two, she's parking like an a-hole.
Yeah, that's...
Those are two things that bug the hell out of me, and that she's done
but
it
But that's
in
a legitimate
one...
peeve, because you're making... Especially if you saw that happen, then like 5 minutes later, you see like...
Like an actual guy in a wheelchair
two broken legs, like, crawling his way to the door, because he doesn't have crutches.
Doesn't have a wheelchair or anything, yeah. Oh, healthcare failed again.
Obamacare. We have guys with broken legs, can't afford wheelchairs.
No wheelchairs. I don't know, man. So you hate Nick Swisher, you hate Chad Ochocinco.
Hate Chad Ochocinco is one of those guys, you know, occasionally America gets enamored with annoying people, and it takes them a while to figure out they were annoying. It happened with Gilbert Arenas.
Like Kathy Lee and Hoda?
I guess Kathy Lee, I was really speaking more in the athlete realm. It happened with Terrell Owens.
People
thought Terrell Owens was funny for a while, and then they realized he's just a huge a-hole. you know, Gilbert Arenas, same way.
Like the Alan Wranglers
figured
that out.
It's like, oh, Gilbert Arenas is crazy. What is he tweeting? What is he talking about? He said, what? He photobombed that interview? And the whole time I'm thinking, this guy's an egomaniacal, you know, obnoxious, not funny idiot. And then it turns out that was completely correct, and people come and join my side. Chad Johnson's the same way.
So I think the moral of the story is Bricks is smarter than us all.
Yes.
Except when it comes to whether or not hot dog eating is a sport.
It is.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Let's come back with an outrageous claim.
Let's come back with that.